Here we are. What's going on? Welcome back to another episode of the LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Yes. Shit, I hit the wrong button. But welcome back to another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Thank all of you guys for tuning in. And before I go any further, let's just do a mic check just to make sure I sound okay. Do you guys hear any buzzing, popping, any type of staticky noises before I go through this? Because as I always say, I'm doing this all alone. So just let me know in the comments if I sound good. Thank you, Libby Davidson. What's happening, Libby Davidson? And hello, Travis Allen. Welcome back to the show. Shout out to them. One more question. Is the sound applause coming through? How does the sound applause sound? Is that good? Is that good? Great. All right. Well, listen, welcome back to another episode of LeVar Walker Daily Show podcast. Thank you guys for tuning in. Before I start this up, I'd just like to say September 29th and 30th, I'm going to be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. So make sure you get those tickets. Get those tickets. Those tickets are moving. Hopefully everybody in the city will pull up and we'll have a good, good time. Yesterday was a great day for me. It was my birthday. Well, not yesterday, but September 10th. It was my birthday. My mom came in town and surprised me, and it was just wonderful. Typically, I don't really celebrate my birthday a lot. I guess that's like a man thing. I really don't care. I'm thankful to be alive first and foremost, but I really look at my birthday as just another day typically. I'm just that guy. You know, my wife, you want to do anything for birthday? You want to do something? No, I don't. You know what? The main thing I want for my birthday is typically just peace and quiet. That's it. But she did end up surprising me with balloons and cake. And, I got me a father's mug from my son. So it was a great, great day. So, yes, I just went around the sun one more time, got out, we went and had brunch, came back home, they cooked. My nephew Tyler bought me something. It was really, really cool, really groovy. And then my mama surprised me. She came down and popped up and surprised me. So it was wonderful. I wanted to do more video and stuff, but I just wasn't feeling all great. So I just kind of chilled and just really enjoyed the day with the family. Just soaked it in, because we're getting older and these moments are really, really precious, and I'm just happy to be here. So we just go get right into this today. Got a lot to talk about. Look like Steve Harvey set the record straight. Steve, as you know, him and his family, they've been going through a lot this past week. Well, for whatever reason, people have been trying to tear Steve and his family apart. I don't know why. And unfortunately, it's our people. And this is a time to self-reflect. I mean, Steve is a very successful man. And when I saw those things coming out, first of all, when I saw the whole thing come out about his wife, Marjorie, and the bouncing about it, I'm like, first of all, I don't believe it. Because number one, women are a lot smarter than that. They're not going to sacrifice all of that. And number two, I don't know why people feel the need to tear people down. How miserable can you be? And I had conversations with several people like, dog, come on, man. Like, y'all just really going at it. And sometimes when that lie runs, people just, they want that shit. They like, yeah, these motherfuckers, they got all the money and shit. Let's just pile on and tear them down. But it's like, man, that shit ain't cool. So Steve set the record straight, and we can take a look at what he said. I'm really trying to get this. Let's see if this will pull up. And I'm going to have to bring this back over. This is so annoying. One day I'm going to learn how to do this the right way. Here we go. Let me bring it back to the other side. There you go. All right. Now we're going to see what Steve had to say here. Hopefully I won't get a strike. I won't play this too long. Let me see. Hopefully y'all can hear it. Because I can't. Can y'all hear that? There we go. All right. Let me share the screen. There we go. And I can't even hear it.
When I asked her to marry me at the end of 2006, and then she said she wanted to get married in 2007, I told her too soon, I got to get some stuff together. She said, what? I said, baby, I ain't really got nothing. I'm trying to build. She said, I'm going to get in there and build with you. We got married in 2007. Do you know what I was doing in 2007? Nothing. We had four stations in 2005. Four. We built this. All of us built this. We had four stations. We turned this into something. But that woman got down in that foxhole with me and turned this into something. In 2007, we got married. In 2008, we found out that somebody had stolen 7 years of my tax return. I ain't gonna mention no name. And we owed the government $22 million and we in debt. But then guess what? She stayed with me in that. Then guess what? In 2009, I got Family Feud. In 2009, the book came out. In 2012, the talk show came out. I'm telling you, this woman got in the hole and built this with me. She didn't steal nothing. And I'm tired of y'all talking about my girl. Because my girl is one of the best women I've ever met.
All right, I'm going to leave that there. Hopefully I don't get a strike or nothing for playing that. But, man, I just want to say, you know, shout out to the OG Steve Harvey for setting that record straight. You know what I mean? Because it takes a strong man to, you know, stand up for your family, just stand up for what's right. So shout out to him for you know what I'm saying? So just people are always people are measuring. I don't understand that. Like, let's just say for instance, there are a lot of people out there that were passing and spreading rumors. Let's just say if they were true. Would that really make you happy? Will that change your life? Is that gonna magically have all your bills paid and your millions of dollars because you see the destruction of a black family? Is that going to help you? No, it's not. It's not. It's very mean. It's very unfortunate. And it's just sad, man. It's really sad. Strawberry called her husband who was in jail. And she was just really bragging about how nice Steve's house was. And she said that Steve was scared of his wife, Marjorie, who is most loving married man on. You know what I mean? So I don't, you know, this whole thing is just nonsense. And so shout out to Steve Harvey. So we're going to move right along to something else, man. The whole brick lady thing. Okay, if y'all remember the brick lady, which we had about 2 weeks ago. The brick lady was a lady that had accused, some man of hitting her in the face with a brick. Now, when I saw it, I said, you know, if that happened, that's rather unfortunate. That's like terrible. That's a terrible thing to happen to somebody. But this young lady, it's being said that this was a hoax, which is very, very unfortunate. I'm about to bring this up right now. Let me see here. Oh, there we go. Okay, so this is Brick Lady. If you could look at Brick Lady's face here, this is what Brick Lady posted. She said that she was just out enjoying her day, and somebody tried to holler at her, talk to her, and she didn't want to get a guy's number. So the man hit her in the face with a brick. And this is the alleged damage. I don't see any bleeding. This looks more to me like either she injected her face with saline, or it looks like a allergic reaction that she might have had. Now, the reports are saying it turned out the brick lady lied and this is a hoax. And she pretty much milked everybody for $40,000 in a GoFundMe, because people felt sorry for this lady. And this is what they're saying. This is what the news and the media is reporting. They ended up showing 24. They went and reviewed 24 hours of security footage, and they saw nobody throw a brick at this woman. Those guys who said they were a part of, they were lying too. And I guess she ran off with $40,000 while talking down on black men. And for whatever reason, the media is not showing this hoax. I had to do some deep digging to make sure, but there are outlets that are reporting that this woman pulled a hoax and a scam similar to Carly Russell. And I guess we're just entering a phase with all this artificial intelligence and everything where, you know, people want attention. Attention is worth more than oil right now. Attention is worth more than money. Is worth more than anything. So now, I guess we're in a hoax phase. So it's rather unfortunate, because if a woman is attacked or something's happened, we're not going to believe it. And especially black people, as we are a unit and being abused by these morons, we're going to lock up and just get to believe, well, you're going to have to, it's really going to come to that. And somebody's going to get hurt, and then they won't even receive the attention that they need. I think this woman should either go to jail, or if this hoax is true, okay, if that's true that she hoaxed, I think she should go to jail and be fined. And that's just rather disgusting that you would pull that on our people. And a lot of people came to a lot of people like, don't nobody want to see no lady get hit in the face with no brick. And if men was around, I really believe in my heart, somebody gonna grab buddy. You know what I mean? I don't know what state this happened in, but somebody would have ended up grabbing this guy. You know, if a man just hit a woman in the face with a brick, and there's four or five dudes standing, dude gonna get 9 times out of 10, and then I was skeptical of this too, but 9 times out of 10, somebody gonna yoke buddy up. You know, I don't think it'll just be like, oh, you know, just stand and let a female get hit in the face with a brick. So if y'all can, tell her to call me And she need to go get her damn money back, because that makes no sense. Makes no sense. Moving right along, another thing that I went over, and I was getting heat over this. The Florida coach, there's a coach in Florida that suspended himself because he got a little bit irate with one of the players. Now, he is a white coach. Let me see if I can pull that up. He's a white coach. Let me pull him up here. All right. I don't know why this thing keeps switching. Come on, man. I'm gonna get this down. Well, what one day y'all gonna watch this show? I'm like, man, he finally figured it out. He finally figured it out. Yeah, here it is. So this coach here, I'm just gonna show the picture because I don't feel like getting in trouble. I'm about to go to a whole nother platform. So this coach, can you see him? Let me blow that up. So this coach here, he ended up talking to this kid. I watched the video, and what drew most attention to me was that the coach looks at the young man and he says, "You want to be gangster?" You know what I mean? And then the coach goes on to tell him what he would do to the boy. Like, "You want to be gangster? Play it with me." Now, I even discussed this with my wife. She totally disagreed. But I'm going to be honest. I'm older. I came up in a time where coaches were tough. Coaches was tough on men. And you need, you know, to make a man strong, sometimes you need this. This is real. You know what I mean? This is how my father would get on me and keep me in line and keep me where I'm at now. And the first thing coach said, "You can call your mother," meaning this young man probably does not have his father in his life. I don't know. I'm just going off total assumptions here. Now, if this coach acted out like that, acted out with that type of passion and emotion, he obviously cares about this young man. Color aside, a lot of people say he's being racist or something like that. A real racist is not going to holler at this boy necessarily. Real racists will just cut him. Cut him. Don't say nothing. Just done. You see? So he disciplines the boy. He doesn't put his hands on the boy. He cusses this boy out. He cusses him out. And sometimes our young men, this is what they need. I didn't come up in a home where, listen, if I got in trouble at school, my parents didn't take my side. I think that's where we're getting it wrong a lot of times. For people to look at his coach and say, "Oh, here's a guy, he's coaching." Coaching jobs at high schools are primarily volunteer positions, so they make menial amounts of money. These are very passion-based jobs. And for anybody to look at this man and go, "Well, here's this 40-something-year-old man who woke up and he said, you know what? I want to make a black's life horrible. I'm going to go and cuss out one of the children that I coach and just go viral." Like, it's ridiculous. He was obviously trying to help this young man. He ended up he didn't record himself. One of the players or somebody recorded him. Now, I'm saying this to say, if this young man goes out in the world and he makes the wrong decision in life, okay, they're going to talk to him way worse than that coach ever could. Like, if he's an inmate, number such and such, if he out there in the streets and he unfortunately get his head knocked off, they're going to talk to him way worse. So where do we draw the line? Where can you save a child? Where do you let adults intervene to save a child? Because from what I'm getting and the pushback of people, and I understand, he could have responded a different way, but the passion of the person, I don't think it's anybody's job to tell a person how to respond. Now, he did apologize, and he did end up suspending himself. But what are we doing now? What are we doing? Right now, I talked about this last podcast, there's a total teacher shortage to the point where certain schools are asking parents to come in and substitute. This is how bad it's getting, because you're not letting, we're not letting these people do their job. These people, these grown people are not waking up to have an issue with a child. They're not, their intention, and I'm gonna say, and I ain't gonna say all, but I believe 98-99% of these people's intention is to better these kids' lives, is to make them like functioning adults in society. And they said, well, what if it was your son? People ask me that. What if that coach was talking to your son like that? Well, number one, you know what I'm saying? I'm in the home with my son, right? So hopefully he wouldn't have to talk to him like that. But if that coach did talk to my child like that, guess who's going to talk to him? Guess what's going to happen? That coach talked to my son crazy. I see it. My son at fault. I'm on my son's ass too. That's called adulting. I don't know where we lost that. Like, I don't understand that. You become friends with the kid? Like, I wasn't raised like that. I was not. Because what ends up happening, you side with the child. The child begins to manipulate. And now this child has no respect for authority. So when the child has no respect for authority, the child also has no respect for himself. And when the system sucks this child up, see, the world is going to be way harder to this young man than the coach could ever be. The world's going to be way harder on my son than I can ever be. So this notion of just abandoning tough love, because that's what I saw this coach exhibiting, tough love. I had a mean at, man, listen, shout, you know, I'm not athletic or nothing, but in elementary, I had a coach, Bob Anderson. He became, Bob Anderson was on our ass. He was tough. He didn't play. He pinched our ears. We got in line. He didn't play. You think Dion in there babying them boys in that locker? Hell no, he not babying them boys, man. Dion is on their ass. He's making them men. We cannot continuously be a society full of soft and weak-ass men. It's not going to work. It's not going to work, man. You know what I'm saying? Especially if ain't no father in the home. You know, listen, I don't know. I see y'all are coming in heavy in the comments right now, but tough love is real, man. My grandmama used to bust my ass, and I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? My pops got on me. You trying to raise two boys. Look, listen, I'm from the south side of Chicago. He ended up being a pharmacist, went to public high school. But we got a brother that owns his own real estate appraisal company. And we both from the inner city. Without that guidance and discipline in the home, I'm not here. I'm not here talking to you. It's just not going to work. And I don't understand this notion of, the coach was too tough. It has gotten so bad. Like I say, it's a shortage of teachers, shortage of coaches. I think the coach that hit the boy in the stomach, now that was way out of line. Now I had to go put hands on him. But for this verbal berating that this boy got, which was probably deserved. Because see, this is what y'all do. Ja Morant pull a gun, everybody, oh, he's stupid. Look at him, he dumb, he blowing 30 million. He's stupid, he need to do that. If he had a real figure in his life to get on his ass before he becomes a grown man, then we could probably avoid that. You see what I'm saying? So that's just my stand on that. I'm standing on that. I didn't see nothing wrong. He called him some names. He called him a P-A-B. I don't want to cuss too heavy. I'm trying to figure this shit out on this damn podcast and thing and then streaming on all these platforms. So did he cuss him out? Yeah, he did. Okay. Did it hurt his feelings? It probably did. But the little boy went home. Hopefully he could do some introspect. He didn't go to jail. He didn't die. Hopefully he could do some self-checking, and the coach apologized and suspended himself. And the only reason he did that is because somebody in the locker room let this thing go viral. So he just got ahead of it. But that's just what it is, man. We gotta think about these things, man. And speaking of soft men, did I put that up? I need to talk about this wedding with Sky Black. So let me add this real quick. Sky Black, I guess he's an actor. He looked like Boris Kojak. Sky Black wedding. So Sky Black had a wedding, and this is a guy, he's on some show, but I got to show y'all how he came out for this wedding. I mean, listen, these are some different times we living in, because, man, let me show you guys Mr. Black. Let me see. This is just a little piece of how he came out. I don't know if y'all seen this. Sky Black is on All the Queen's Men or something. One of them, I guess, them Tyler Perry shows, man. But let me go ahead and show y'all this. And like I say, y'all, I appreciate everybody for bearing with me, because so this is the brother coming out for his wedding. Lord have mercy, look at that. I thought he was the bride. Am I tripping? Let me stop this for it. Oh Lord. All right, that's enough of that. I thought the man was the bride. I didn't know. These are different times. He has a full face of makeup, some special boots, and a long train. But hey, man, look, to each his own. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to sit and act like you don't see this shit. You can't say anything, because if you say something about how bizarre this is, how weird that shit is, you're a hater. This is a new age. You need to get it done. Most men, for their wedding, typically just show up. Ain't nobody, man, please. I'm not about to, and I'm on the train. I can imagine telling my wife, I want makeup. Just because you the woman does not mean I should not have makeup. I want makeup, I want a train, and I want to make a grand entrance. Now, listen, I'm not saying what this brother's, he do what he do, but damn, you know what I'm saying? Even the homies that's sitting at the wedding had to go, man, what the fuck is this, man? You came out with a train longer than your wife's, and you walked down, and then they did dances. Listen, I don't know what's going on. And then now this shit is, like, we are in Atlanta, as you know. And you know how people get down, and men get down in Atlanta. But now, this shit, like, Atlanta turned into Hollywood, Atlanta now, nigga. This some other shit, all right? Listen, if that was my brother, I would have roasted the shit out of him. They'd have had to kick me out the way. Like, nigga, what are you doing with a fucking train and boots and makeup on? It's not about you, man. It's about your wife. I don't know why the wife didn't scratch her head with this shit. Like, you just blind? Is it that bad, ladies? Huh? Because this, the way he came out with the boots, the makeup, and the train, it's looking like the beginning of a new Tyler Perry movie. I could be wrong, all right? But the shit is looking like the beginning of a new Tyler Perry movie, like a drama-filled movie, if you get my drift. So tell Sky Black to call me. Listen, I'm happy for you and your wife, KJ, but nigga, this ain't it. I'm just keeping it funky. Now, if you want to marry a man, just marry him. Shit, ain't it? I mean, come on. fuck this. I got to keep it real. You know, I'm going to fuck around and lose my channel, but this is real. And you know, I got gay homies, some of the realest niggas on earth. Look, bro, if it is what it is, just let us know. You ain't got to straddle no gay, leading no woman. Listen, I just had to keep it funky. I can't. I just can't, like, what the hell, man? Where are we right now? Call me. Somebody call me. Shit. My gosh, man. But we gonna move right along. Guys, it's been a great show. The summer's extreme temps are a sign of things to come. This global warming shit is real. These last couple of months of this summer have been some of the highest temperatures on Earth, like scorching hot. We're like in Texas, they saw triple digit temps for about 45 days straight. And the scary part now is, because I know there are a lot of climate, global warming and climate change deniers, but the real scary part is that insurers are starting to pull out of certain regions. You know, they starting to slip on. They trying to slide up out of Florida, okay? In California, I think Progressive, one major insurance, State Farm or somebody, stopped issuing home policies. So it's some shit about to go down. I don't know. And it's nothing I can do. I don't want to be the conspiracy guy. I told y'all it was coming. Like, I hate them motherfuckers. Like, okay, now what? You just want to be the one to say, I told you so, as we both perish in flames, nigga? Like, that's it? But, yeah, it's here. Like, there's going to be a lot of changes. There's going to be a lot of people getting displaced. I would say, to be honest with you, it's probably time to start buying a lot of property in the Midwest, because that's going to be probably one of the most protected areas. I'm talking like maybe not like Oklahoma shit, like the shit that like sit like in the center of America, away from these coasts. I think that might be the deal. I think that land going to go through the roof, and that California money is, you know, then Malibu and all that shit off the coast. I think the ocean is about to take all that shit back. So that's what it's looking like. And people are going to have to come more and more inland, man. So all my people, Chicago, Cleveland, everybody, man, will hold on to your shit, especially if you're not close to, like, you know, an ocean or river, man, because it's changing. It's changing. Shit is melting. We losing certain species. It's going down. Artificial intelligence is coming. We're not reproducing. It's a lot of shit that's happening right now. So that's what it is. And I guess we can wrap this show up now. This was pretty good. I hope. Oh, Kiki, I see you. Shout out to Kiki, man. Kiki, I'm going to be at Atlanta Comedy Theater September 29th to the 30th. Pull up on me. All y'all pull up on me, man. Get these tickets, man. They right here. Go to LeVarWalker.com, tour dates. I got four shows, two on Friday, two on Saturday, seven on Friday, 10 on Friday, seven on Saturday, 10 on Saturday. So four shows. And we're going to make this happen. So, you know. They saying Bill Borders. All right, I hear you, Ro. It's a lot of flat land. Don't they get tornado? They probably do. I don't know, man. Move to the motherland. I don't know about the laws over there. Yeah, it is global, Sandra. I guess we just fucked. I don't, you know, this is where we at. You know what I'm saying? And Texas is just a damn oven. I don't even know how y'all doing it out there. So that's that. Well, we're going to wrap this episode up today. So, guys, since y'all are in the comments right now, how did y'all like this episode today? Yeah, y'all going to tell me. Y'all can make some noise. Shout out to whoever watching me on Twitch. How did y'all like it? Kiki, tell everybody from CVS to pull up. Me and Kiki used to work at the CVS. And Kiki, she was a good worker. She used to act like she was working, though. She'd be stacking papers and shit. Kiki would do this shit all day. All right. Kept stacking them goddamn papers, them scripts off the chain. So y'all enjoyed the show, man? Y'all want me to keep going? And I'm trying to keep figuring it out. You know what I mean? I guess we can sit back and talk some shit. I really try to do my notes. Shout out to my bro, Robert Melvin, man. My brother out there in San Antonio. I know it's hot as shit. It's 400 degrees out there in San Antonio. Thank you, Rob, for the love. My brother even booked me for San Antonio to perform. And he big time. Robert is big time in San Antonio. If you need a home builder, holler at my boy, Robert Melvin. Hit me up in the DMs if y'all need something. But I guess we can wrap this up, man. So September 29th, 30th, I'm going to be at the Atlanta Comedy Theater. Pull up. Those tickets are moving. I've been keeping up on it, keeping my updates. And we're going to wrap this up, man. We're going to wrap it up. I guess I could end this. I got to do an outro, I guess. I don't know. But today I'm just going to end it with my outro, which y'all saw in the beginning of the show, and I'm gonna tell y'all good night and God bless. I will see you.